morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, everyone. Depending on where you are in this lovely, lovely planet of ours, or on this planet, if you're in too far, you're probably underground.
Well, so, it could be in a subway somewhere.
That's true. I suppose you could be listening to this on your MP3 player and in a subway. Welcome to Being Here. I'm Arielle.
I'm Shia, and today's program is Transformation, an Alternative to Making Resolutions.
Again. So, it's just after the new year. And
if you haven't noticed, we finish each other's sentences. Did you notice that?
I noticed that.
Yeah, so did I.
It's always a good
thing.
Again. So, I'll bet you a bunch of you out there have made resolutions. What do you think they've made them on?
Lose weight.
Get more fit.
Get a girlfriend. Get a boyfriend.
How about eat better? Get out of debt. Make money. Get a job.
Get married. Get a divorce.
Spend more time with your kids.
Spend more time having fun.
Oh, no. Yeah, there may be a few out there.
I bet you some people got that fun is not a bad idea.
Well, you want to have fun with the show today?
And the best way to have fun is to stop whatever else you're doing and try listening.
Listening?
And the other thing is, please don't offend yourself with anything we say. Unless you do.
Then have fun with it.
Right.
You know, I think one of the things that happens at the beginning of the year is it's a mix between people going out and partying and then having to recover from alcohol poisoning. And
what are the recreational drugs you may have?
Substances, whether it's ODing on food or drugs or whatever. But also, I think people get serious. They get serious at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, they're going to do this year
better than last year.
Different. And have more.
That's right.
If you're looking for more, better, or different in your life, then you're not being in the current moment of your life.
So.
And that's where all dissatisfaction resides. In not being in the current moment of your life. Satisfaction resides in being in the current moment. And we're going to tell you what we've discovered after being in the enlightenment game for more than a quarter of a century. We've discovered that what it takes to have your life transform is to get into the current moment of your life. And we've discovered that the easiest way to do that is through listening. And we've also discovered that most of us don't really listen to what's being said. We listen to our internal conversation, our judgments about what's being said, our agreement or disagreement with what's being said, but we very rarely, if ever, listen to what's being said from the speaker's point of view. You know, just to hear it, not to come back with an answer. So today, see if you can listen to this show to hear what's being said, not to see if you already know this or if it sounds like something that you've heard or seen or read before. See if you can listen to it freshly, newly, with what in Zen is called beginner's mind, and see if it doesn't pull you into the current moment. If you are here listening to what's being said rather than trying to get to the important parts, then you realize that each moment of your life is the important part. And then pretty soon you don't need to make resolutions because your life becomes this unfolding of satisfying moments of now, as long as you're not in disagreement with how your life is showing up.
I like it. I like you talking about how this moment is the important part, Not when you get somewhere someday, not when you achieve the things you need to achieve, not when you get everything on your to-do list done, and not when you lose that weight or get that money or get out of debt. This moment.
Well, you know, you even talk about relationship. People think if they have a relationship, they'll somehow be fulfilled. But it's been my experience that if you're incomplete and you get together with another person who's incomplete, your incompletions just build on each other, and there is no fulfillment. But if you discover how to be okay with yourself in each moment of your life, then you become relationship material. See, but if you consider yourself to be a mess, then, God, anybody who's going to be interested in you has got to be screwed up, because who wants to be with a mess? And here's the interesting thing. You know, there are three ideas or principles to instantaneous transformation. The first one is that anything you resist persists, grows stronger, and dominates your life. The second one is that you can only be exactly as you are in the current moment of your life. And that's the one I want to talk about for a moment. Because, see, in the current moment, if you can only be exactly as you are, and it's true because you may have the idea that you can be different than you are, but if you're sitting, you can't be standing right now. You know, now just went by. How you are in the current moment is exactly and the only way you can possibly be. And here's the thing. You are a perfect you in this moment. There is absolutely nothing wrong with you. You're the only way you could possibly be right now.
You cannot be a single ounce less in weight than you are in this particular moment.
And so when you think that when you get somewhere else, it's going to be different. You're going to move you wherever you go in the somewhere else, and everything will stay the same. Because if you're not okay with you, no matter what the circumstances are, you'll still not be okay with you in those circumstances, even though you have an idea of what's going to make you better.
One of the things, as we were talking about transformation in the new year or an alternative to making resolutions, is Shia wrote something up on our note board here, and I really love what he put together because it defines it so much more clearly. It was just a really well-defined statement. He wrote, "All resolutions are in opposition to the current circumstances," or in other words, this isn't it, this moment, as if this moment isn't it. When you make a resolution, it's a form of resistance. You are saying, that was wrong, and I'm going to do better in the future.
Or this is wrong, and I'm going to do better in the future.
So last year I didn't exercise, and this year I will. And you know what? Maybe for some of you it works to say, okay, that's it. I'm getting a gym membership, and I'm going to go to the gym.
But how many times have you gotten gym memberships
and not used them?
Gone once or twice, and then that was it on the gym.
Or it peters out, or you...
Well, that piece of exercise equipment, or pieces of exercise equipment that sit in your spare room.
And they are your dust collectors rather than your treadmills.
I was going to say dust gatherer.
So there's another possibility. It's not that things are without hope. It's not that you can say, wow, I'm kind of messed up now. There's the possibility of approaching your life in a different way than rather than a past, future, change modality. And what we're talking about is an anthropological approach. Approach where you get interested in now, in what is, in this moment, in being here, in honestly looking and seeing what is without judging what you see, which, by the way, is the third principle.
And it's simple, but it's not exactly easy at first, because our minds are such automatic, judgment machines, all they do is spit out judgments because it's a survival mechanism that has evolved over years where you survey your current circumstances and find out what's wrong or right so you feel safe. And that's all wonderful. But it's not very supportive of well-being, where you're constantly picking apart your moment to see how you're doing your life wrong or right. See, if you're justifying how you're living, then you're not living. It's living you rather than you're living your life. Your mind is got you under scrutiny as to how it is that you're doing. And look, maybe there's a possibility called relax, breathe, enjoy, take a look around and see what needs doing, and being a yes to what's in your life.
Instead of running everything through your judgment system, there's a possibility of being, of being simple, of having the license to live, rather than judge yourself and talk to yourself about how to be a better you. We're going to be going to break here shortly, so we'll be back more with about transformation, an alternative to making resolutions again. Come on back and don't miss
being here.
Online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes, welcome back.
For those of you who are in the New York area, and if you are listening to this show, actually, during the time frame that we are recording it next week.
You mean broadcasting?
Yeah. Sorry, broadcasting. It's also being recorded, but broadcasting. And next week, the 10th of January, 2011, is the last Monday night at our current location on 630 Second Avenue. We will be continuing with Monday nights, but we're moving to a new location coming February 14th. We're doing a special evening on how to create a magical relationship, and we're moving to the Hotel New Yorker, still in Manhattan, but across town on 34th and 8th. So mark your schedules. It's going to be an incredible video event, so you're welcome. You're invited. Come and join us.
And bring friends.
And for those of you who want to celebrate the ending of a lovely era at 630 Second Avenue, you can come this Monday night and join us there. So we're talking about transformation, an alternative to making resolutions again. And it occurred to us that we should probably define the word transformation, how we're using it as opposed to change.
Yeah, because, you know, like the dictionary defines transformation very, very similar to change. It says that transformation is change.
And change is transformation.
And change is transformation. And transformation has been used in the media to sell automobiles, too. You know, transform your life, buy a Mercedes. And it probably will, in one form or another. But in any event, when we say transformation, we're talking about a phenomena that is a shifting in the way you experience living so that situations that previously were problematic dissolve just in your seeing them. In fact, you don't even have to see a lot of those things that you've been trying to change. The mere fact of getting into the current moment of your life will be enough to dissolve previous ways of relating to life. Transformation happens in all aspects of your life. It's not something you can will or wish. You can do things to support it, like attend our workshops, listen to our radio shows, watch our podcasts and videos. But you know those support your discovering transformation. But transformation is something that happens outside of your mind's control. See, you have a being that exists in you, and then you have a mind that controls your life. And the being is quiet. It doesn't have an agenda that it's trying to fulfill all the time. It's not trying to get somewhere. It's this presence in you that knows things you have no data to substantiate. It's this ability to be. That's why we call it a being. And the mind is what most of us have gotten lost in. The thoughts about what we need to be a better us, that's why we do make resolutions, because we have this idea that over time, based on our past, our future is going to be more important than this current moment of our lives. And with transformation, what you discover is the current moment of your life. But it's not something you can do. So doing being transformed doesn't work. That's when you stare people in the eye and pretend that you're really present. Being transformed is a settling into yourself, a willingness to not know, a willingness to discover your life in each moment. It's not driven by an agenda to get somewhere that you think is going to be better than where you are.
Notice when Chaya has talking to you about agendas. Agendas are lists. They're in the mind. Change is mind-driven. And granted, some of the things that you may change about your life, when the changes are made, they will be for, quote, the better. That's also change. Better, worse. Good, bad. Right, wrong. And the challenge with change is that it is non-satisfying over time. No matter what you do, you end up always feeling like there's something else that needs to be done in order for you to feel satisfied with yourself. And with transformation, things do change. Things dissolve. Problems that you've had go away all on their own. You find yourself motivated to exercise, but you don't have to talk to yourself about doing it. You find yourself eating in a more healthful way, but you're not making a promise, I will do this. It's something that is coming from you rather than something you're moving toward.
It's like a natural outflowing of the moment rather than some demand you put on yourself and then you resist doing anyway. You know, most of us don't like being told what to do. I'm pretty sure that y'all who are listening here fit into that most of us category. And we don't like it even when we tell ourselves what to do. So it's a little difficult when you give yourself these dictates, these commands to behave a certain way, because nobody wants to be dictated to and nobody wants to be commanded.
We had an international teleconference yesterday where we spoke to people all over Europe. And we got to meet and speak with a lovely lady who we introduced the idea to her about not wanting to be told what to do even by herself. And so that when she made promises to herself to write more music, that the promise itself was likely to produce the opposite of what she wanted.
And put pressure on her not to because she didn't like being told what to do.
And particularly, she wasn't so happy being told what to do by women. And she was a woman, so when she told herself what to do, it was a dictate to do the opposite. Transformation is about now. It's based in now. It's about seeing what is and noticing it without judging it. I know we talked about the three principles in the last segment, but I want to go back because we only kind of touched on them.
Right.
Anything you resist, it persists. It grows stronger. It dominates your life. So if there's a person that you resist or a way that you're being that you resist, you end up talking to yourself about it, and it begins to eat your life. Second principle is this, and Shia said it quite lovely last time. You can only be exactly as you are right now. So how you are in this given moment, how your life is showing up in this given moment is the only way it can be. Third principle is anything you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself.
So if there's something in your life that you've been resisting, if you don't resist it, it completes itself.
It really is about training yourself not to say no to what is.
Right. When you start being a yes to how your life shows up, then those things that you've been resisting just dissolve. They fall away. They lose their power over your life. When you resist something, you are empowering what you're resisting, and you're disempowering yourself and your being.
We have a caller from Canada. Leanne, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ariel. Hi, Shia.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much for having me. I've been listening to your shows for maybe about 2 years now, and I'm not missing one, or I'm trying not to, depending on my schedule. So thank you so much for having me.
Yes. So you have a question.
I do. My question is related to, I guess, the first principle probably is applying mostly. It's about staying present when you have a very strong trigger or a judgment that comes from outside. Strong trigger, the reason I'm saying this is because it comes from my family. So it's...
Let me stop you because you're saying a lot of things and they're all good.
Yeah.
But you have a an error in your seeing here.
Okay.
The stimulus that comes from outside you isn't from outside you, it's from within.
Yeah, it's triggering my own, okay.
Yeah, so but yes, that's the thing. You're blaming the trigger.
Yeah.
For your own upsets and resistance.
So even when you say a strong trigger, you're not saying I have a really strong response to, for instance, criticism from my dad.
That's right. It's true, yes.
See, but you see, your relation, this is interesting, your relationship is based on this resistance. You've been that way with your dad forever.
Yes.
In fact, you, unbeknownst to yourself, set him up to say things so you can resist him, because that is the way you know how to relate to your dad.
Okay.
So it's not as though this is happening in a vacuum with him not being sensitive to your needs.
Right.
Part of your needs ought to have a little confrontation with your dad every once in a while.
Okay.
And how I know that is because you do.
And for those of you who are listening, Leanne has written us several emails just talking a bit about it. So we're not making this super intuitive leap that her challenges with her dad. We actually encouraged her to call in today because it's so much easier to talk than try and write back and forth. So we know that that's what she has been grappling with lately.
So the thing is this. We are going to have to take a break shortly.
Yep.
And so,
are you available to come back with us after the break?
Absolutely.
Oh, good, because that's good. I mean, we're not ready to take it in this very moment, but it's soon.
Okay.
Well, actually, in this very moment, we should just go, and then we'll talk to you more rather than try to launch into something
new.
We'll talk to you more when we get back. Come on back, everyone. And don't miss
being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. We are talking with Leanne.
Hey, Leanne.
You still there?
Hi. Yes, I am. Hi.
So, you know, we were talking about you and your situation on the break, Ariel and I. And the thing is this, Leanne, if you look, you'll see that this relationship that you've had with your father has been going on since you were a child.
Yes.
And the decisions you reached as a child about who your father is and how he is towards you have come forward over time as you grew up.
Right.
And so you are predisposed to find his way of interacting with you disturbing.
Okay.
Do you see that?
Predisposed. Okay, yes, I got it.
I mean, you're looking for it. The phone rings. Your father's on the other end. You immediately think, oh, what's he going to say now?
Oh, okay, I expect the okay.
You see, you expect the reality, exactly, and so you are looking for whether or not he does anything. Now, look, I'm a father. I have children, and I know. See, I'm a very smart father. I've been around a long time now, and I know my kids are looking for me to do things that they can get upset with me about.
When they are upset.
That's right.
So it's what we do when we go and see them, we get interested in which person we're going to meet, not which child, but which individual choice they're going to make when they are meeting up with us. Are they upset? Are they looking to take exception to something to justify their feeling contracted? Or are they feeling well in themselves, in which case they operate very relaxed with us? It really has to do with them. And the challenge, one of the challenges with you, Leanne, is you're smart and you've listened to enough of our approach, and you've looked into other possibilities. So now you've kind of rewritten your internal thought process with an upgrade that has you use words like trigger. He's a strong trigger.
Right.
But it really is covering over your reality that you think he's at fault. You don't actually think of him as the trigger, really.
You think of him as the cause of your upset, and so you're putting the upset outside of you being caused by something or someone outside yourself. And that gives you absolutely no control over your own life because they become responsible rather than you being responsible.
Okay, so how then, because I'm not aware of this, just like you said before, and even right now, the fact that I do things that actually trigger his behavior or his reactions. So how then, I feel like I don't have enough strength to stay in the present moment when things are shifting, and I get out of balance, and I'm stuck. trying to, you know, come back. You know, it's more of a, then it gets more into the thinking and talking to myself rather than really being here. And
right,
that's
right,
what I struggle with, yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You see, every time you say no to how your life is showing up, that includes your father, then when you say no or you disagree or you fight with it, that's when you are no longer in the current moment of your life.
Right.
If you have to prove your independence, you're not independent.
Right.
See, if you have to prove something, then you're not being present to the current moment of your life.
So just seeing when I'm trying to prove would just help me.
I would think so, yes. Look, we lead workshops all the time, basically, but Monday nights, sometimes we meet people who we've never met before, and someone wants to be argumentative with us. And if we resist them and argue with them, well, then we've given them the power over our life. And that's what you're talking about here, I believe, where your father says something and you disagree with it, you don't like his tone, you don't like the look in his eye, you know, and that's enough for you to lose Leanne. You lose yourself in that.
You know, and part of it, Leanne, I know a little bit of your backstory because you've written to us. Your parents, you invited them to come live with you, and they don't speak English. They speak your traditional language. So in a certain respect, they're a bit isolated, and you are their main source of communication. But you forget. You invited them. And one of the things that happens is now you get to be the victim of them being here. And I sometimes, back when things were a little more challenging with my folks, because things are different now, but there was a time when things were not as settled as they are, I could look in January and plan something for October with them. And come October, it would be a crunch time for me in regards to something. Or it would be a time where I would feel under pressure for something. And it's almost as if I'd planned in advance to have that distraction so that I didn't have to fully be responsible for my interactions in my life in October. There's something about you want them here, but you've forgotten that.
Okay.
It's as if you're the victim of their being around as much as they are.
Okay.
And look, we've dealt with a lot of people who just had a week of their parents at the holidays, or 3 days, or a day, and a lot of them got upset. So, and then they were all trying to pretend they were less upset than they were. So what you're going through is not necessarily, in fact, it isn't at all unusual, but it's as if you said to yourself, okay, I'm ready for the big time. Let's have them come here.
Yeah, well, actually, I don't know if that changes anything, probably not at all, but I sponsor them, and then now they live here with me. They wanted to come. I'm not saying I did not want them to come, but it was like years and years of them wanting to come here and live with us, my son and I, and actually we're living together now, so... I don't know. Really, I don't think that changes anything because you're right. I do want them here. Is probably a
But you're, let's talk about the difference between surrender and succumb.
Really?
Because
yeah.
For certain, even what that little bit you just said, can you hear how you think it's their idea? It wasn't really your idea for them to come. You capitulated, or you said, okay, they've wanted it for years. They've lobbied for years. I'll sponsor them. It's as if you're not the author of your own life. Surrender versus succumb.
So when you surrender to something, you have it be as though it's your idea in the first place, even if it isn't.
Right.
So let's say, let's go. I want to go to Chinese food tonight. You want to go with me, Leanne?
Yes.
Good. Now, you may not want Chinese food. You might want Indian food. But if you come with me to Chinese food, you can have it two ways. You can either be the victim of having to have Chinese food rather than Indian food.
Therefore, you order your meal, you eat your meal, you look at the decor, you unfold your napkin, you use your chopsticks, but all of it is over top of the background of I would have preferred Indian.
Right, so you don't have as good a time as if it were your idea in the first place.
Surrender is when you go to Chinese food as if the concept Indian doesn't even exist.
Even though it was your first preference.
It no longer is. That's gone. Chinese is now your first preference.
Exactly. So it's as though you say, this is how my life is showing up. I'm a yes to it, rather than this is how my life is showing up and I don't want it this way. But I'll go along with it, but I won't be happy with it.
Okay. And can you see how you have all the reasons and justifiers for how they got there and whether or not you want them, and it all runs back into the past. And what Shia was saying to you earlier about how your relationship with your dad was set in place when you were a little girl, the more you discover ways to not have to access the past, the easier it's going to be for you to be able to be here now authentically with him and not have to be triggerable, because all those triggers come from the past. They're not current.
Okay.
It's accessing the old dad is a jerk file. Okay?
Okay.
Good. Hey, thank you very much for calling
in. I'm so happy that you called in.
Really?
Thank you for, you know, picking up the phone.
And thank you for laughing.
Thank you so much.
You know, it's really okay to have a good time. Even if the circumstances aren't the way you really would have preferred them, you can still surrender to your life and have it be fun.
Excellent.
Thank you, and I hope to see you in March when I'm coming to New York.
Excellent.
That would be lovely.
That would be great.
Excellent. Thanks for calling today.
Very,
by the way, everybody,
much.
In March, the 11th to the 13th, we are doing the License to Live. It's a weekend seminar, and you're invited. You want the License to Live? It can be that easy. Come and join us in New York.
But, you know, you have to give yourself license to live.
Yes, you do.
Rather than the old mechanical behaviors dictating your life.
We're going to
break.
We'll be back shortly. Come on back and don't miss being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And we have a caller. Mr.
Yes.
Juan, are you there?
Yes. Hi, guys. How you doing?
We are great. How are you?
I'm very well.
Okay.
Good. You have a question for us?
Yes. During the holidays, I spent quite some time with my family, including my youngest sister. And for some reason, we seem to just get into a lot of fights, and I would love to for that to end.
Well, let's see. Who was there in this fight?
Me.
And?
My youngest sister.
And your youngest sister. Well, let's start with you, because she's not on this phone call, okay?
Okay.
What did you find was worth fighting about?
In retrospect, nothing.
No, but you fought, so don't in retrospect.
So give us one example.
What over what?
For example, there was a cousin visiting, and we were talking about religion.
A cousin visiting?
Uh-huh.
Religion and politics, and we just started, my sister and I just started fighting about the way my cousin and I were arguing about religion and politics, and then my sister and I started fighting over the way we were arguing.
Right, so you were fighting over the way you were fighting?
Pretty much, yes.
Right, so you were fighting, but where...
Well, let's back up a little bit then. Did you have something?
I was just going to say, where are you not fighting?
Good question.
I do my best to ask good questions here. Look, I'm not fighting with Ariel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not fighting with my kids. I'm not fighting with you. I'm not fighting.
Gotcha.
So I'm not fighting anywhere in my life. But if you're fighting with your cousin over anything, then you have this need to be right about something and need to prove somebody else wrong.
And religion and politics are always very hot topics. So if you want to get somebody going, all you have to do is pick the opposite. And when you're centered, Juan, you've come to our courses, and when we've seen you centered, religion and politics
are irrelevant.
Are not only irrelevant, they're the last topic that you would either initiate or respond to in a fighting manner. So when I said, let's back up a bit, and then Shia said, what are you not fighting with, we were both coming at the state you're in from different angles, but it's the same thing. You had to have gone there pre-primed to be contentious.
Okay.
Let's just say that your propensity to fight is indicative of your being upset. That when you're feeling satisfied in yourself, if somebody has a differing point of view than you do, or an opposing point of view, it doesn't really bother you at all. It doesn't matter. Is that the case?
You're absolutely correct.
Okay. So when you're well in yourself and things are going okay and you feel good being you, then people can be themselves, and even if it's in opposition to the way you see life, it doesn't disturb you.
Yes.
It's as if you have a long fuse or a short fuse. And when you're not really centered in yourself, the fuse is very short.
Yeah.
And then there's the bomb, there's the blow-up, and we have a tendency, and this is what we were talking about with at least a little bit with Leanne in the last segment, to actually blame that internal combustion on the person across from us.
But it's not them that's upset, and they may indeed be upset, and that upset may access our upset, but if you're not pre-primed to explode, you don't have to explode. See, a bullet works because there's a cylinder or a cartridge that has gunpowder in it, it has a primer in it, and has a slug at the other end of it holding it in. And then when the trigger of the is pulled, the hammer of the gun hits this cartridge, causing a chemical reaction in the primer, which causes a very fast chemical reaction in the gunpowder, rapid expansion. The gases that are produced by that rapid expansion push out the bullet, the slug, okay?
Uh-huh.
So if you take out the gunpowder and the primer, well, then you can pull that trigger all day, and there's no explosive reaction. No bullet coming out.
Gotcha, yes.
So if you're fighting with your sister, then you're fighting.
Interesting. I didn't think about it that way.
Well, when we're upset, we very rarely think about it. And here's the other thing. See, you've been operating as though something else is going to be better than the current moment of your life.
So you've gotten into a future orientation.
Where the future's going to work out better, and where you are isn't it, and in the future something better will, the circumstances will change, and then everything will be better.
Okay.
But when you're upset, you're going to bring that into whatever circumstances you move into. So the easiest way, Juan, to have transformation as opposed to making resolutions like, I don't want to fight anymore with my sister, is to come back to now, is to be here, and to get interested in how you're currently interacting in your environment without judging yourself for what you see. And it's like a big dose of vitamin C, S-E-E. When you see things honestly without judging yourself for what you see, then you return to yourself and things become easier. And you don't have to talk to yourself about not fighting with your sister, for instance. It just won't happen because you'll be here.
Wow, I feel a lot different.
Good.
Excellent.
Now, here's the other thing. You can either be right about your point of view, or you can experience being alive.
And we absolutely recommend being alive.
Yes.
Okay?
I would vote for that one, too, yes.
Great.
Good. Well, thank you for calling in. Our program is
running to an end.
They just sent us our 30-second signal. So
we're going to be going. Thanks for calling, Juan. Thanks everybody, for listening.
Yes, thank you.
Find out what we're up to on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. Get active, get involved, and come on back.
And tell a friend.
And don't miss being here.
hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.